Anticipation is high in Lebanon ahead of Pope Benedict XVI's scheduled arrival this Friday, September 14th. Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure is in Beirut and shared some of her impressions of the city as it awaits its guest.
Well, we came in on the 11th of September, and it was very quiet for Beirut standards. Not as much traffic as I've been used to seeing, really crowding up the streets here, blocking intersections and so on. But it's a lot cleaner than I remember Beirut being, with posters of Pope Benedict lining the main highway, which takes you from the airport into the center of town. Our hotel actually is right near Martyrs Square, the big mosque where, which was built by the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. In fact, tonight there's going to be a prayer vigil downtown in the Garden of Mary. That is in Museum Square. It's going to be uniting Christians and Muslims from across the Green Line, which of course was the line which separated the Christians and Muslims of Beirut during that civil war. It was an imaginary line, also a physical line, right through the center of town, which divided the Christians and Muslims. And tonight's prayer vigil will be a moment for people to say, no, we're not willing to let that barrier separate us today. We're going to overcome those barriers of mistrust and misunderstanding. We're going to unite in our prayers that this will be a safe and profitable journey of Pope Benedict, bringing the delivering the apostolic exhortation from the Synod of Bishops to Christians across the Middle East.